Two passages tonight for the scripture reading. The first one is going to be Psalm 51, verse 17. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And the second one is going to be Acts 4:29. Acts 4:29. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servant to continue to speak your word with all boldness.
Let's all pray together, please. God, help us to humble ourselves and to better recognize the one in whose presence we come when we pray. God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for family and for friends. We thank you for grace and salvation through the blood of Jesus. God, we pray for those that are dealing with illness. We continue to pray for our sister in Christ, Kristen, and we pray for her in days ahead. Please be with her and Beau and the kids and richly bless them. We continue to pray for Gavin and for Kaylee and for the little one that's on the way and for Gavin as he continues his treatments for cancer. We ask your richest blessing to be upon this couple and the little one that will be coming into their lives by your blessing and grace. We continue to pray for our brother Jim Lorenz, and we have missed him today. Please be with and strengthen him, and thank you for the faithfulness that he has in you and for the fact that we can see his faith by his actions and his words. Please bless him richly. What a joy it is to see our brother Mark Chamness tonight. Please continue to be with him, and we pray that he will be doing great, keep on doing great, after his recent knee procedure. God, we pray for family members that are struggling. We pray for Carl Ivanhoe's mother, Dorothy, tests that she'll be having, and her health condition. We pray, God, for others who we may not be familiar with, and those that we are, we pray that you'd be with Chris Pumphrey's mom, who's been in the hospital for several days in the past week or so. God, thank you. Thank you for being a God that cares. Help us to care for one another. Help us to love more the way that Jesus loves. In Christ's name, amen. Two words we don't normally put together, brokenhearted and bold. Brokenhearted and bold. And yet, with but very little thought, we could see how Jesus is the embodiment of both. Few people spoke as boldly and as pointedly as Jesus. And yet few people were as brokenhearted as Jesus and humble. Think of his meekness and lowliness of heart. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. The more I think about Jesus as I get older, the more I love him. and the more I am amazed at his boldness and yet at his brokenheartedness too. I think it's an especially important consideration to think of both of those. And I want to be as kind as I can, but I want to say this. Bold people often lack brokenheartedness, and brokenhearted people often lack boldness. And to whatever extent that may be true in your life or mine, we're not enough like Jesus. It will be an ongoing struggle in our lives, won't it, to balance boldness and brokenheartedness in a way that really reflects Jesus. And think about how each one of those terms can be abused. Boldness can quickly become belligerence, excessive harshness, meanness. It can involve those things, and it does seem that even within the church, there's some people that gravitate strongly in that direction, where compassion is lacking and brokenness is lacking. On the other hand, there are people that lack a brokenness for sin, a brokenheartedness. In just a few passages tonight, actually about seven, I want to look at seven passages of Scripture very briefly to think about this matter of brokenhearted boldness and the need for both as the people of God. Open your Bibles to Matthew 10 and verse 16. Matthew 10 and the verses 16. It's a matter of heat and light. It's a matter of truth and love. It's a matter of boldness and brokenness. When you look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, as Jesus was sending out his followers, he said, "You need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves." We live in a post-Christian world. We live in a world where people can roast somebody else digitally or otherwise. We live in a cancel culture. Maybe you've heard the expression. It's been used a lot. Be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Does that sound like you and me? Second passage, Matthew chapter 27 and verse 14. Matthew 27 and verse 14. When Jesus is before Pilate, it says that the Lord gave him no answer, not even to a single charge. There are times, brothers and sisters, when silence is golden. There was nothing else to be said. There was nothing else that could have been accomplished. Pilate knew that the man was guilty of nothing. And Jesus did not respond any more than necessary. Some of us are absolutely guilty of overkill sometimes. And the Lord knew when to be quiet. I want you to know sometimes a lesson like this will really stir up the one who does the preaching. And I couldn't help but think about Jesus in his boldness and in his brokenheartedness. And you know, I need to pray that I have a broken heart more like Jesus. And I have to have a heart that's bold for the things that are right the way he did too. Maybe that's a suggestion that you can implement in your own praying too. Third passage, Ephesians 4 and verse 15. Ephesians 4, 15. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion, Psalm 28 and verse 1. The Bible talks about to speak the truth with all boldness, Acts 4 and verse 29. To speak boldly as we ought to speak, Ephesians 6 and verse 20. But when you look at this passage, Ephesians 4, 15, it reminds us to speak the truth in love. It seems to me that that is boldness and it is brokenheartedness too, in a way that really honors and reflects Jesus. It's one of my favorite passages. John 1, verse 14. Turn there if you would. John 1, verse 14. The passage reads as follows. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. Glory as of the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth. Those last few words mark full of grace and full of truth. Do you see something there about brokenheartedness, gracious, and yet also boldness, truth? Blessed are the biblically balanced. They look like Jesus. Those that are the boldest for Jesus are also gracious. And those that are truly gracious will also be bold for the truth. Next. An interesting passage for sure, this one is. Open your Bibles to Matthew 23. Matthew 23, and I am not presuming much tonight, but I'm simply dealing with the themes of brokenheartedness and boldness. According to the Bible, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34 and verse 18. A broken and contrite heart you will not despise or look down on. Psalm 51 and verse 17. The Bible speaks of a man who would not even look up toward heaven, but says in humility, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus says that man went to his house justified. Luke 18, verses 13 and 14. Look here at Matthew 23. And Matthew 23 is a series of grief-filled denunciations. It is a broken-hearted Savior talking about what Judaism had become, at least in the practice of some. Look at verses 2 and 3. The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice. Put this in your notes, maybe by your Bible here. When being right is not nearly enough. When being right is not nearly enough. Because Jesus says, do what they exhort you to, but don't do what they do. Don't do what they practice. Because they proclaim one thing and yet do not consistently practice it themselves. That's bold. But it's boldness because his heart is broken. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. To everyone who asks us, we are to be prepared to give an answer concerning our hope in Christ. To everyone that asks. In other words, we don't try to cram it down everybody's throat that we encounter. But hopefully in natural conversation, questions are going to arise that allow us to give a reason for our hope. And we show that we're prepared to do that. But notice the end of the passage in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. It says, with meekness and godly fear. It's not just what we say, it's how we say it. Both matter to God. Boldness, yes. And sometimes, again, we'll have a propensity to lean toward being very bold and in your face and confrontational. And certainly there's an element in our personalities and maybe even in our brotherhood that exhibit that at times. But it must be balanced with brokenheartedness. Look, before we look at the final passage, consider Luke 19 and verse 41. Jesus will soon be going to the cross. But in Luke chapter 19 and verse 41, he looks over the city of Jerusalem and he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a hen would gather her chicks, but you would not. It says that Jesus wept, that his heart was broken as he cried out for this city. See how Jesus is the embodiment of brokenheartedness, while at the same time he is the embodiment of boldness. Last passage. Turn to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. And notice verses 3 and 4 with me. A number of years ago, I went to a nursing home and a sweet lady there said, Preacher, my favorite verse in all the Bible is Psalm 56 and verse 3. And I said, you know, that's a beautiful verse. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in the Lord. I'll put my trust in you. And I said, you know, that's such a great passage. I also love the one that immediately follows the very next verse, verse 4. Because that passage says, I will trust in you. And I will not be afraid. In a world that's full of inflammatory communication, in a world that is full of anger and vitriol, in a world that seldom conducts itself with both brokenheartedness and boldness in a manner that reflects Jesus, think about it. This is a golden opportunity for the people of God to speak and act wisely and appropriately. Don't you agree? Thank you for listening. It is a time for you to act wisely and appropriately if you're not a Christian, to come to Him through faith, repentance, and baptism and have your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. And you can be made pure and clean and added to the family of God. And for those of us who are Christians, maybe you're like your preacher here tonight. Maybe you need to pray to God that you be more bold like Jesus and yet you also be more brokenhearted like He was. All the prophets sought to reflect that in their lives if they were right with God. Men like Paul sought to reflect that in their life if they would be right with God. Men and ladies need to do the same thing so we can be right with God too and like Jesus. If you need to come in response to the gospel, won't you come while we stand and sing?